So we are live, and in this session, we're going to talk about affiliate marketing. So I'm actually fairly new to the affiliate marketing space, but I am looking into it, and it's definitely a challenging approach to making money online because you're trying to sell links to products that you perhaps don't own, but you're recommending. So you have to do several things here. You have to build trust and authority in the particular niche where you're trying to sell your affiliate products. And then you need to actually convince people to click the link, buy the product, and then you'll actually get a commission. So it's quite a lot at play here. I kind of like the idea of building out your own information products and trying to sell those, but certainly if you are great at creating sales pages and you can certainly make this happen, and if you can build out your portfolio so you're almost like an influencer, then you can easily do well with affiliate marketing because you've got that following. But you know, if you're gonna build a following, you almost might as well try to sell your own information products because that's going to get you more revenue. Because instead of making commission, you're making a full amount based off of your perhaps your online courses or your books. I mean, those are definitely options to do. But if you are gonna get into affiliate marketing, I would recommend you find high value products that you're going to recommend because then you'll get a larger commission amount. If you're trying to recommend things like books, computers, not computers, sorry, books, like low value items, it's going to be very difficult to make a significant amount of commission. I mean, you're going to have to do quite a few book reviews, for instance, if you want to get a lot of commission off of book sales and whatnot. But it's definitely doable. It's just going to require a lot of effort in terms of selling and promoting. What I would recommend is ensuring that your review page is, long form content. You're creating content that has call to actions on the end, like click here for a discounted promotion, right? And then it links to your affiliate product. That way you can hopefully get conversions. But if you're not getting any traffic to your site, then that's going to be barrier number one. So you need to get traffic to your site by creating plenty of content related to the affiliate products, or you need to share the links on relevant niche forums and community sites. You have to be careful of spamming there, otherwise you will get kicked out. But if you're trying to sell, like for instance, I'm in like the business space, so maybe I want to sell like a course that one of my friends is trying to sell, and they have an affiliate program, so I can become an affiliate and sell that course. I'm going to make more money per course than anything else because perhaps the course is $1,000 and they're looking to pay out 50% commission. You ideally want to get something with a high commission. Don't settle for like a 10% commission. That's barely anything, especially if you're going to put the work in, you might as well try to get more value out of it. There's other approaches that are a little bit easier to get traffic on, and it would be Amazon Associates, which is the Amazon affiliate program, and where you can recommend any products that Amazon has and you make a commission. They've changed their algorithms recently, though, so you're looking at like a very low percentage, up to a maximum of like 10%, but that's only on like clothing to get the 10%. So you're more looking at like 1 to 2% for like electronics and technology. So again, it's very, very slim margins. So it's much easier if you were to grab a course and try to sell that. The other approach is, if you're creating like a product review site, I've tested product review sites and then I've had links to the Amazon product page, right? And the only way this will work is, again, if you have a following, if you have traffic, because what you need to do is send out a series of emails. So you're going to send out like an email series. Once you capture an email, have it go on to a email autoresponder or email automation campaign. So you're sending out one email every 3 to 5 days or so, and you do like 6 emails where it's like blasting out educational material related to a product you're trying to sell. Like, don't try to sell the product, try to promote it in terms of how it can help the prospect. So you need to build out your email list so that it feeds people into this affiliate funnel, right? The affiliate funnel will do the work for you in terms of selling. So for instance, if you've got an email sign up form set up on your website, then that sign up form should connect to an affiliate funnel setup so that people will receive some products related to their niche. Another approach, which I like more, is to create an online course or create a book or create a training program and then connect an affiliate program to that, okay? And what that means is you can go and hire a bunch of salespeople to sell your course for you. And then you pay them maybe 50 to 60% commission so that they're selling your brand, your product, and you don't do this hard commission selling, which is where affiliate marketing is. I like this approach more because you're actually looking at building out a sustainable business. If you can create a product, put it on an affiliate platform. So I would recommend clickbank.com or Commission Junction. Those are some easy ones to get started with. They're quite large. You can get your product on there and then you can get people to sell your course for you. I like that approach a little bit more because it's a little easier. So that's just one idea. Excuse me. I knew that was going to happen eventually with this live stream. So I would recommend building on a course, product, something that you know in your niche. Focus on that. Focus on building that product, because this is going to be long term, right? And then by doing, you know, a website where you're promoting your product, then also having an affiliate section at the very bottom where you can get affiliates to sell your product for you. It's just a much better approach. Of course, you're still going to have to sell your product, but it's so much easier to sell your product because it's something you created versus a bunch of links that you haven't really created. Now, maybe you're into like marketing, right? So I'm into marketing and I would maybe recommend products like a hosting platform or like a domain provider or a website builder. I would maybe recommend those products. I would review them on my site and then I would try to get traffic to those blog pages. There is quite a lot in the marketing space though. There's a lot of people blogging about different affiliate programs that they recommend. So it's a challenge to get your name out there. That's why if you build the following first, then you can review anything you'd like and people will just hop on and be like, I want to check this out because I believe in what Trevor is doing and I want to read what his blog content's all about. And they'll be more likely to interact and buy from you. So that's kind of another approach, like, is to look at what you're kind of offering in terms of value first, and that's how you're going to build out your affiliate account. But yes, I like the idea of, like, you can easily create like a 2-hour course. You can film yourself live and talk about any type of product and do a walkthrough. You can do screenshots. You can do quite a few different things, and then you can download the video and put it on YouTube, create a private link, and then put that link up on your website, create a sales page addressing all the different problems of why your course solves XYZ. This is why people should sign up and buy this course. You have the Buy Now button connected to PayPal, and then when they pay for it, it can take you to your thank you landing page, track it all for conversions, add an affiliate section at the bottom of your sales page so that, you could easily promote this to salespeople, spend maybe some Facebook ad money, get people to your sales page who are maybe salespeople, or get your people to an affiliate sales landing page. That's another idea. So you can get people to sign up with your program and get them to sell it or review it on their website. So this is just, another option. But I definitely like the approach of selling courses or training, because then you're looking at higher value items. So if you're going to get into the affiliate space, that's sort of the direction I would look at. I'm trying to keep this very high level. Like I can deep dive into all these different affiliate programs, right? But the best thing is to probably figure out whether you want to sell links or whether you want to sell your own courses. My personal thing is about selling your own information products, but if that's not your area of expertise, then you might want to get started with links. I talked to another individual who has an affiliate program, and he says he made $10,000 after 6 weeks. And his approach, because I really wanted to learn his process, because it's pretty new to me, but I wanted to figure out how he got to the 10,000. And his response was he would private message people through Facebook groups. He joined a lot of Facebook groups. He private messaged many people. And somehow he managed to make it spam free. I don't know how he did it. I'm trying to learn more. But he just reached out to everyone that would be related to his niche, and who would perhaps buy his affiliate products, and he would make 10,000 that way. And he was just all commissions. So he didn't have any products or anything, but that's how he did it. And that's certainly one way. I don't know if that's sustainable, because if he's doing all that work, he's not having people work for him. He's working himself. So it's not like a long-term sustainable approach, but certainly that's doable. I believe that creating organic traffic to your site and being authentic and giving as much value as possible is the number one approach to do this. And then you have the links as kind of a byproduct in terms of just trying to be helpful. Like, hey, you know what? Trying to get a website set up. Here are some recommendations. And that's a bit, basically how I would leave it. Don't be like, hey, you need to buy this platform. Don't get too salesy with affiliate marketing, because that's the quickest way to turn people off. So those are some of the thoughts. And this all kind of was spawned from Carl in our community area there. And he is talking about affiliate marketing and creating a website with lead capture and email autoresponders. So I wanted to talk about a few of those pieces so I could address his concerns and how he could get started, because he was doing some agency work and I really wanted to help him out with that. So, he's trying to get into the affiliate marketing business, and I want to mention some of the points that could really help him. I mean, if you're creating a website, definitely there's so many different options out there. And all these videos, I'm trying to make them affiliate free. I'm not trying to sell anything, actually. I'm more interested in trying to help you. So, I can tell you a number of different platforms to get started. I personally just have everything on WordPress. That's how I always just do everything. That's how all my websites are run, because I like the ability to just kind of go in and easily add things. And I love blogging and creating a lot of different flexibility for myself. So, I just stick with WordPress. That's what I've been doing for 10 years. But certainly anyone could create a square, like Squarespace, Weebly. I've played with those as well, and I like their design. So getting a website up and running should take you one day. Like, there's no excuse there. You can easily get something set up. And even if you have no experience, I guarantee you can easily do this. Like, I don't have any coding background. I don't really know too much about coding. Like, I come from a marketing background, so it's all new to me, but I just easily go onto these platforms, set up a website, and in terms of lead capture, because you're looking at lead capture mechanisms, I believe that email marketing is still like the number one way to build a following. Like, please have an email sign-up form with tons of value. Create an email sign-up landing page, right? Where you're only focusing on just getting an email because the email is so powerful. If you can get organically 1,000 people to sign up and be fans of what you're trying to do, it's tons of value. Your email list is so valuable. So if you can get 1,000 people captured, you're set. Like, you can do any kind of program you want as long as it's relevant to the groups of emails that you've captured, and you've got yourself a little business there, because it's tremendous value. So the lead capture, that's how I look at it. If you're going to look at trying to get emails, that's the way to do it. And again, giving value, giving some sort of a course, training. I've talked about email marketing funnels before. I've actually created an email marketing funnel. So you want to give some sort of a free item in order to get their email first, and then you can try to sell your affiliate products or your particular personal books, courses, programs afterwards. Your first thing is to just capture that email. Or maybe you are all about social media and you want to capture followers, you want to capture subscribers. Well, again, it comes back to the content, creating content, and then encouraging them to subscribe or follow you, making it easy to do those actions. I can deep dive into any number of the social media platforms, right? Like, they all have different subscribe mechanisms. So it's really easy to find out how to sort of get people to subscribe on each platform. Depends on what you want to focus on. Again, it comes back to value. You don't want to add a bunch of people to your subscription lists if these people have not expressed interest in being added, okay? You want to actually ensure that these people are engaged. You can buy subscribers, you can buy followers. There's certainly those options. That's not going to translate into revenue. That's not going to translate into affiliate purchases. It'll translate into clicks, but there won't be conversions. So you need the engagement, right? You need the engagement of people wanting that item that you're trying to sell. Email autoresponder, creating the series that warms somebody up. You give them a free item, then maybe you give them more educational content. Email number one, it's like a welcome email. Email number two, it's education content, articles, stuff that's really relevant. Email number three in the series is, again, a little bit more higher value items. And then you're not even really selling until like email number six, where you're like, here's an interesting product that we recommend. You can click here to learn more and buy it now. And that's going to transfer into more conversions if you focus on the end goal. Like, you're looking at email number six as the most valuable email. But that's how you want to build out your automated drip type campaign, right? Because there's no way you're going to get people converting on the first email. They barely know you. So you have to build trust, and it takes about six, seven hits before they can trust you. By the sixth email, like, they'll be fairly confident in who you are. They haven't already unsubscribed. Like, you only want the people who are interested in checking you out, clicking and reading about you. So by the end of that sixth email, you should have people converting. The only way you're going to find out, though, is by funneling as much traffic to your email list as possible, so you get more and more people signing up. And maybe you don't want to do the organic approach and you have money to spend, then you could use some Facebook ads, Google ads to drive traffic to your site, specifically to the email sign-up form. You could do that. And as long as you have a significant value add at the very beginning, so that instead of just giving an email, somebody's getting a lot in return, then you're going to get a lot more results. But yes, you can certainly use paid traffic. like the organic approach, but you know, paid can get you there a little quicker, especially if you got a significant budget to kind of build that out. But that's sort of the approach that I would take, is focusing on the value, and that way you can kind of get your affiliate marketing program out there and people will trust you. I'm not going to click a link on a website that I don't know anything about. So you need to warm me up to the idea that I should buy the product based off of the links you're sharing me. Because, you know, that's the challenge. You're also facing the issue of, you know, people love researching the items. They want to click away. Like they'll actually leave your site, then they'll go and research the product on a separate page. They won't even click the link. You're running into that issue, right? So if you can give as much value up front as possible, then you're set. But again, if you're creating a ton of blog posts, you might as well almost be leading them to your own specific pages. That's gonna give you much more value in the long run. It's gonna be able to build out some passive income for you. Very difficult to try to sell other people's products. As those products change and they adjust and they evolve and they make your blog post outdated, like maybe you're trying to sell a specific hosting package. Well, the hosting packages change like every month. So it can be very difficult to speak to a specific package. So you almost have to do these general blog posts related to selling these packages. Very challenging, which is why I love the idea of building information products. It's much easier. You know, you could build a $9 product, which is like your book, you know, 20-page book or 30-page book. You can add a price tag to that. And you can go to a $47 mini course, and you can do it a little higher end course. And those are the products you can try to sell, because that's where your passion's going to be at. You talk about something you're knowledgeable in, that's going to breed a little bit more success for you. So I really highly recommend you look at that and look at your expertise, figure out if you can create a course on that, because then you'll be more passionate in terms of selling it. And again, this group is about passionate entrepreneurs. So I have to look at your passion and say, are you really excited about affiliate marketing? Are you excited by the process of trying to make like a ton of money really quickly? And I don't like this get rich quick stuff. I want to make sure that you have a sustainable income long term. And that takes time. It takes time to build. And you're going to spend time regardless. You want to get into affiliate marketing and you want it to be sustainable. It's going to put a lot of time on your hands. So figure out if that's really the niche you want to get into. Maybe there's a particular course out there that you absolutely love, and that's what you want to be an affiliate for. Awesome. That makes a lot of sense to try to sell that. But if you're just trying to sell a bunch of these links, you've got a long road ahead of you. You know, you really want to think about what type of affiliate approach you want to do. And like the gold standard is creating your value courses and then getting other people to jump in, promote them for you as well. And that's a little bit more sustainable to do. There's plenty of people who do that really successfully, right? And I like that approach a little more. So those are just some of the thoughts related to affiliate marketing. I hope it gives people some insights here. Anyway, we'll sign off for now.